traded in separate deals to the Senators. In fact, there are several ball players in the lineup. McMullen, Howard, Camilli, and Ortega, all acquired from the Los Angeles Dodgers. As we get ready here, right now we have our national anthem. Heading for the mound for the Senators. The umpire is behind the plate, Jim Odom at first base. Jim Honacek, second base, Nestor Shylock. And at third base, it's Bill Haller. And coming on to lead off for the Yankees will be Phil Lynn. Another action in the major leagues today. In the American, Chicago at Minnesota, Kansas City at Los Angeles, Detroit and Baltimore have a doubleheader in Baltimore. Cleveland and Boston play a pair in Boston. In the National League, Milwaukee 2, the Mets nothing. Bonnager against Jackson. Torrey homered in the first for the Braves. That's after one inning of play. St. Louis and Philadelphia play a single game. Sadecki against Mahaffey. Houston and the Cubs play a doubleheader. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh in a single contest. And Los Angeles at San Francisco. So, this ball game is going to have beautiful weather. This morning in Washington, D.C., it was very drizzly and overcast. And as the day has progressed, the weather has gotten better. So, we're off to a beautiful start here. This is the fourth and final game of the four-game set. Senators won a doubleheader on Friday night, 4-3 and 7-3. Then the Yankees bounced back yesterday behind Jim Bouts and won the ball game 7-3. And now it's Whitey Ford trying to even the score. As we get ready to go, here's Phil Lynn coming on to lead off for the Yankees. Batting at .083, 2 for 24, off to a slow start. Ortega hails from Arizona into the windup. The first pitch of the ball game is in there for a strike, a fastball. So the Yankees struggling to get back to the 500 mark. There's a dribbler to short coming on fast. Franklin scoops it up. And almost wide at first base as Bob Chance had to make a long stretch to come up with that one. So there's one out. Lynn's bouncing to short. Now that'll bring up Bobby Richardson hitting at .301. Richardson, the only .300 batter in the Yankee lineup. Ortega moving right along. Gets the sign from the catcher, Camilli. Big curve, it's high. Ball one. We had quite a ball game in the Eastern League yesterday, we'll tell you about in a moment. Here's the next pitch to Richardson. Fastball gets by the catcher, 2-0. Yesterday, Springfield and Elmira literally played a triple header. They went 27 innings, considered to be the longest baseball game in professional history. And Springfield lost to Elmira 2-1. Richardson takes a strike. In the ball game, an unusual circumstance, both teams scored a run in the 26th inning. And finally, Elmira pushed one over in the 27th to win it. 27-inning ball game, considered the longest in pro history between Elmira and Springfield yesterday in the Eastern League. Bobby Richardson hits a long drive to straightaway center field. Going back is Don Locke, getting it, and there's two down. Two up and two down for the Yankees. Here in the top of the first inning, no score. Single ball game here on this Sunday afternoon. Kubek batting at 189, 14 for 74, takes the ball, it's outside. Joe Pepitone in the on-deck circle. A lot of spirit here, shown by the Senator fans in this series. Right in there, 1-1. A doubleheader win on Friday night really pushed the enthusiasm for this ball club. Senators right now are one game behind the Yankees, 9-14. All right, here's the 1-1 pitch to Kubek. Outside, two balls and a strike. Now here comes the man who held up this ball game because he was talking to the manager on television, Joe Garagiola.
Makes you sound like Jesse James held up this game.
Here's a 2-1 pitch to Kubek. Popped up foul, out of play. Count now is 2-2. Was Gil getting a little anxious to get up to the home plate area to go over the ground rules, Joe?
Not really, Jay. I didn't ask him, but I got to believe that it'd be more interesting to be on television to talk ground rules with four umpires on Mother's Day.
Here's a 2-2 pitch. Kubek takes it low, and it's 3-2.
If nothing else, your family gets to see, you see. And that's, he's being a Brooklyn boy, that served the purpose.
Sure. Well, we've got a lot of mothers out here today and a lot of youngsters with their mothers and fathers. 3-2 as Ortega's into the windup. Here's the pitch to Tony. A high chopper foul down the first base side. Vern Benson takes it, inspects it, and then flips it back to the pitcher. Benson doing the coaching at first for the Yankees. Frank Crosetti at third base. And two on the batter, Kubek. Two down, nobody on. Top of the first inning, no scores yet. Mantle, Maris, and Howard still out of the Yankee lineup. Mantle, a day-to-day proposition. Howard, about 5 weeks. Kubek hits a high drive to fairly deep right field. Woody Hill getting under it and takes it. So it's three up and three down for the Yankees in the top of the first. And the score after a half inning of play, Yanks nothing. Senators coming to bat.
I changed to good taste.
Good taste?
Mm-hmm. I changed to Winston, and I changed for good.
When I changed to Winston, I changed for good. Cause I got good taste like I knew I would.
Winston tastes good like it should. Change to Winston and change for good.
Cause Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Change to Winston and change for good. For good, rich taste every time. For up front in the tobacco end, Winston packs Silver Blend, an exclusive blend of fine tobaccos selected to give you the best taste in filter smoking. Enjoy America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette by far.
Winston tastes good like it should. Change to Winston and change for good.
Cause Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Last half of the first inning, no score. And coming up to lead off for the Senators, Ken Hamlin, batting at 188, 3 for 16. Hanlon was called up from the Hawaii Ball Club on April the 15th. He's playing second base today in place of Don Blasingame. Gil Hodges has 8 right-hand batters in the lineup to face Whitey Ford. The only left-hander is Bob Chance. Here's Ford's first pitch, a curve that's in there, and it's strike one. Whitey, who's been bothered with the cold weather from time to time, has a good day to pitch today. Here's Ford again. The one strike pitch, changeup, dribbles down the third base side. Eddie Yost, third base coach, picks it up, puts it back in play. Joe Pignatano is coaching at first base for the Senators. 2-strike count for the leadoff batter, Kenny Hamlin. Hamlin, about 5'8", 160 pounds, holds the bat a little bit off the end, takes just outside, and it's ball one. 1-2. Ford, whose record is 2-2 on the year. Curveball fouled again down the third base side. Count remains at 1-2. Whitey Ford, 218 victories, 86 losses. Ford, slowing down just a little bit, gets the sign from Edwards. Here's the 1-2 delivery to Hamlin again. Fastball missed inside. It's 2-2. 2-2. Ford was the victim of Ralph Perry's brilliant free hitter in Cleveland the other night. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Changeup, curve, line, foul down the left field side. That was a little changeup curveball that hung up there. Hamlin got the good wood to it, but out in front, just a little bit too far. Hector Lopez in left field had to do quite a job chasing that one down. He hit the left field concrete and then bounced directly back into left field, almost about 80 to 100 feet back into the field area. So now everybody's back in place. Hamlin has stepped out of the box and wants the umpire to take a look at the ball. It's Edwards catching, Pepitone at first, Richardson at second, Kubek at short, Boyer at third. From left to right field, there's Hector Lopez, Tommy Tresh, and Phil Lynn. 2-2 the count to the batter, leading off for the Senators. No score. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Ford ready, into the windup. Here's the pitch. High pop in the short center field. Tresh, Kubek, and Richardson all going out. Tresh calling for it and takes it. So there's one away. That'll bring up the number two batter, Ken McMullen. He's batting at 203. McMullen with 2 doubles, 3 home runs, 8 RBI. 13 for 64. McMullen, a very pleasant young man. Quite tall, about 6'2", 2.5. 190 pounds. There's a 2-hopper to Boyer, just foul at third base. Third base umpire Bill Haller was on the play and called a foul immediately as Boyer caught it. Of course, Boyer was in front of Haller and went through with the play anyway, just in case. So it's a 1-strike count to the third baseman, Ken Hamlin. Bob Chance, the only left-hand batter in the Senator lineup, is in the on-deck circle. Ford once again with the sign into the windup. 1-strike delivery is low, 1-1. Whitey mixing the curveball with the sinkers that he likes to use. Now Whitey has the sign again. He's ready. The 1-1 pitch. Slow curveball. Lined in left field base hit. A well-hit shot by Ken McMullen on a curveball from Whitey Ford. So that's the first hit for the Senators in this game. And the first hit of the ball game. Now Bob Chance. Chance acquired from the Cleveland Indians in the winter trade. He came over here with Woody Held and going from the Senators to the Indians. Chuck Hinton. The Senators have been active in the trade market. A lot of new faces. There's a curveball, dribble, short, Pepitone. He's going to go to second for the fourth. No chance to go back to first. That ball hit very slowly. Two big hops to Pepitone at first. He went to Kubek to force McMullen. Play going from 3 to 6. Now here's Frank Howard, the big guy. 6 feet 7 inches, 255 pounds. One double, two triples, three homers, 12 RBIs, batting at 241. Chance was hitting at 234 before bouncing out to Pepitone. Talked to George Selkirk, the general manager of the Senators today, and he says that this fellow's been trying so hard, it's really affected his play. Curveball, it's inside, ball one. You know, when you're like a Frank Howard coming over from another club in another league and built up to the point where people say, well, here's the guy we've been waiting for, the power man who will carry this ball club, sometimes the pressure gets to be a little bit sticky. There's a high curve, dribbled it short. Kubek to his left, has to wait for it, then goes to first base, and the side is retired. Tony couldn't start that. He had to wait for the big hop. So no runs on one hit, one man left, and the score after one full inning of play, Yanks nothing, Senators nothing.
I change for good taste.
Good taste?
Yep, I change to Winston, and I change for good.
And when I change to Winston, I change for good, because I got good taste like I knew I would. Winston tastes good like it should. Change to Winston and change for good, because Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Change to Winston and change for good, for the good taste that comes from Winston's filter blend tobacco, specially selected for the best taste in filter smoking. Enjoy America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette.
When I change to Winston, I change for good, cause I got good taste like I knew I would. Winston tastes good like it should. Change to Winston and change for good, cause Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
In the top of the second inning, it'll be Joe Pepitone, Tommy Tresh, Hector Lopez for the Yankees. Bill Ortega on the mound for the Senators has a record of 1-3 on the year. Benny Daniels was scheduled to pitch yesterday and possibly today, but he had a very heavy chest cold and will not make a move in this series. All right, the first pitch by Ortega to Pepitone is low and outside. It's ball one. Ortega, very thin, 6'2", part Indian, right-hander. He really kicks that leg up when he goes into his windup. There it is. The pitch on the way to Pepitone popped up. Third baseman, Ken McMullen. And behind him now, Ed Brinkman calling for it and takes it. Well, Pepitone is out of there. He came into this ballgame batting at 182. He's 0-1. Now Tom Stretch, 1 point below 300, batting at 299. Tommy with 9 doubles, 2 triples, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs. Off to a real fine start. He's got 9 doubles. Pepitone has 4. Closest man to him. There's a high curveball to stretch. Ball one. McMullen playing in close to third in case Stretch strikes a bunt, which he does sometimes, but this one is popped up behind second baseman Ken Hamlin, who's calling for it all the way with the glasses down fixed. 2 up and 2 down. 2 quick ones for the Yankees here in the top of the second inning. No score in the ballgame. Nobody on, and now here is Hector Lopez. Hector has started to move with the bat. He's batting 226. 2 doubles, 1 home run, 2 RBIs. Lopez, 7 for 31. Hector has long been one of the finest hitters for the Yankees. Takes an extremely close stance with the left foot well in front of the right one, almost on the plate, and the back with the right one in the bucket. Curveball to Lopez is ball one. Now here's the next pitch on the way, and it's high and inside. Two balls, no strikes. After two innings of play, Braves lead the Mets 3-0. They're playing in the third inning in New York. Here's Ortega again, a strike. Two balls, one strike. Two out, nobody on. Gil Hodges moved Kenny Hamlin over towards second base. Thought he was playing too much toward the right field side. There's a one hop to the shortstop, Brinkman. Well hit ball by Hector over the first base. The Yankees are out of there. Three up and three down here in the top of the second. The score after 1.5 innings of play, Yanks nothing, Washington nothing.
Can you recognize this old tune? Did you recognize it? Well, maybe you will if we play it this way. Sure, it's Oh Susanna. Stephen Foster composed it way back in 1848. By the time it caught on, P. Ballantyne and Sons had been in the brewing business for over a decade. This is Ballantyne's 125th birthday. The best year yet to try fresh, crisp Ballantyne beer. Join the celebration. Come to the birthday blowout where you buy your beer. And if today happens to be your birthday, happy birthday from Ballantyne.
Here comes Woody Held as we move into the bottom half of the second inning. Scoreless ball game thus far. Whitey Ford and Phil Ortega, the opposing pitchers. Held batting at 295. Two doubles, three homers, seven RBIs. Hit one the other night for the Senators. Powerful outfielder. Not too big, but he can pop the ball. Swings and fouls the first pitch back, and it's strike one.
Jerry, just one quick score. Cleveland scored four big runs in the first inning against the Boston Red Sox. Knocked out Moorhead, and LeMayb is in there.
Okay, here's the one strike pitch. Held takes it. Strike two. Nothing like a 4 or 5 run first inning to help the starting pitcher along, particularly your starting pitcher. All right, the two-strike pitch to Held. Outside. One ball, two strikes. You know, when you get a big early lead, psychologically, the other club is in trouble because they can't go into any tricky plays. They just got to play routine baseball until they come up a little. There's the 1-2 delivery. He fouled back. Count remains. One ball, two strikes. Last half of the second. No score. Nobody on. Held the batter, leading off. He'll be followed by Don Locke and Doug Camilli. Ford's pausing a little bit. A little trouble with the signs. Now he's got it. Whitey into the windup. Here's the pitch. A slider, a half swing, strike three. Hell tried to hold back, couldn't do it. So that's the first strikeout for Whitey. First strikeout of the ball game. Now here's Don Locke, the center fielder. Into the windup. The first pitch to Locke, the big right-hander. He takes it inside, and it's ball one. Locke will pop about 25 to 30 home runs a year. Strikes out a lot. Nevertheless, he's dangerous. There's a 1-0 pitch to Ford. Ground ball. Two hopper. Over by his head. Just a bad hop. Locke is around third. Sorry to go to second. Changed his mind. Well, a tough break. For Whitey Ford and the Yankees, that ball, a routine two-hopper, then took one of those big kangaroo hops just before Boyer started to catch it and got by him. That'll go as a base hit to left field. Second hit off Whitey on the second hit of the ball game. Now here's Doug Camilli, the son of Dolph Camilli. Dolph, who scouts for the Yankees in the San Francisco, Northern California area, was also the most valuable player in the league, in the National League in 1941, the year the Dodgers won the pennant and lost the World Series to New York. First pitch to Doug is in there for a strike. Fastball nips the inside corner. See, Locke was batting at 218 as he came into this game. Here's Camilli, 5 for 24, batting at 208. Right-hander takes a strike on the outside corner. Two beautiful pitches by Ford. Works them inside and outside. Nothing in two to count. Locke taking the big lead at first base. Fast man. He can move. Here's a two-strike pitch to Camilli. A curve that's way inside. One ball, two strikes. Doc Edwards, getting quite an education here with the Yankees, because for the first time ever, he's catching men that he's never caught before. And this takes a little time to organize your thoughts and the different pitches of each pitcher. Ford again, outside. Two and two the count. Two balls, two strikes. Doug Camilli, not too big, about 5 feet nine. 175, 80 pounds. 2-2 pitch to Camilli, way inside, a curve that missed, and it's 3-2, full count. So you've got Don Locke at first base, fairly fast man. 3-2 on the batter. Ford with the good move. Now Whitey has turned his back on the plate, looking out at center field. Kubek is playing rather deep at shortstop. Richardson is now shortened up, anticipating that Locke will be on the move. And there he goes. The pitch to Camilli is foul toward the Yankee dugout, into the Yankee dugout. So Locke was on the move on the 3-2 pitch. In the on-deck circle is the shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Ford coming up with a 3-2 curveball. Camilli just getting a piece of it. Now Locke again moving. It doesn't go this time. The pitch is outside. It's ball four. Well, that was an unusual one. Locke was moving on the first 3-2 pitch. And then the second time around, he wasn't going. It might be that Gil Hodges didn't feel quite as secure as he would like on the swing that Camilli had on Ford's curveball.
And it could be he wasn't getting a good enough jump, too, Jerry, because I think on that first one, if they strike him out, they got a real good shot to get him. Whitey, with his good move, was really keeping him close.
You got to get a jump if you're going to get there. Well, now they try to attempt a pickoff at first base with Pepitone sneaking in behind Camilli. The Senators, with one out, have Camilli at first, Locke at second. The batter is the shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Brinkman batting at 164. A lot of low averages thus far on these two clubs. There's a curve that's in there. Strike one. Actually, Woody Held at 295 has the only truly respectable average for the Senators in this game. There's a drive. Kubek backhands it, knocks it down. Over to Richardson for one. And Tony just saved a run on a fine backhanded play to force Camilli at second base. On the ball, Locke went to third. Brinkman is safe at first. Camilli fourth to second. Play going from 6-4, and here's the pitcher, Phil Ortega. Ortega is 0-9. And yesterday, Hank Aguirre got a base hit. I believe he tied up the ball game in so doing, and kept himself in the game. The Orioles finally, the Detroit Tigers finally won it in the 15th, an Al Kaline home run. Here's a pitch to Ortega in there for a strike. Quite a joke in the American League about Aguirre and his hitting. Kruger. He gets one or two hits a year. He's got a .077 lifetime average. We're talking about Hank Aguirre. Here's a pitch to Ortega. It's fouled on the third base side. No balls, two strikes, two down. Senators with runners at first and third. That's one thing about being a pitcher. You don't have to hit. It helps the cause, but you just don't have to hit. See, we'll have Joe Garagiola standing by with all the scores as soon as we complete two.
But you're going to say something about holding a hitting clinic or something.
Here's a two-strike pitch to Ortega. Swings and misses strike three, and Whitey's out of it. For the Senators in the bottom of the second, no runs on one hit, two men left. The score after two full innings of play, Yanks nothing, Washington nothing. And now let's pause for station identification. Okay, Joe, let's take a look at these scores as we have them right now.
In the American League, Reagan will pitch for Detroit and Pappas for Baltimore. No score yet. Chicago to Minnesota, Kansas City, Los Angeles. Not yet underway. That Detroit, Baltimore, that's a doubleheader over there. Cleveland scored four runs in the first inning. Boston Red Sox batting bottom of the first. It's McDowell for Cleveland. Moorhead started for the Red Sox, who may have been the first. In the National League, the Milwaukee Braves lead the Mets 3-0 at the end of two. Cloninger for the Braves. Al Jackson started for New York. Cisco in third. Torrey a two-run homer. And Jones has just hit a two-run homer, so it's at least a 5-0 ball game. Matt Jones just hit a home run in the third inning. St. Louis won. Philadelphia nothing in the bottom of the first. The deck against Manhattan. Houston's at Chicago. And Cincinnati to Pittsburgh, Los Angeles to San Francisco rounds out the schedule, Jerry.
Thanks, Joe. Here's Boyer at the plate. Hit the first pitch to left field. Frank Howard is going to get it and take it. A well-hit ball on a line right to Frank Howard. Say, Joe, you know, we've got a young left-handed bonus pitcher on our club. How do you pronounce his last name?
Blanco?
You know something? What he says, it's Blanco. Just found that out the other day. I've been calling him Blanco for 2 months. It's Blanco.
Listen, he said hello to me this morning coming back from church, the first time I knew he had a voice.
Well, we just found out how to pronounce Gil Blanco's name. It's Gil Blanco. All right, here's Doc Edwards, the catcher, coming on. Edwards takes a ball outside, and it's ball one.
Isn't he the quietest kid you've ever been around, though?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, Joe, that's kind of nice in a young fella. He just likes to sit around and size the situation up, and then he'll come along. Did a fine job in Cleveland the other night. There's a hopper to Ken Hamlin. Had to back up, bobbled it twice, and then Ken get a rid of it, makes the play. Well, I had the wrong man fielding the ball. It was Ken McMullen at third, but he bobbled the ball and then picked it up in his bare hand and dropped it. And still got Doc Edwards on a close play from 5-3. Boy, he really shot that ball to make the put out. Two outs. Here's Ford. Takes a strike. No score in the ball game. We're at the top of the third inning. Yanks and the Senators. A single contest this afternoon. Whitey, a hopper to second base. This is Ken Hamlin. He's got it. Over to Bob Tran. Yankees are out of there. Three up and three down. That's the way it's been for the first three innings. No Yankee has reached base. So the score after 2.5, Yanks nothing and the Senators nothing.
Sing a song of service.
Atlantic keeps your car on the go.
Atlantic Red Ball Dealer Service.
For business, for pleasure, in any kind of weather, Atlantic keeps your car on the go.
Driving can be a pleasure when your car is performing smoothly, when the windshield's shining clean, and every little detail has had careful attention. In other words, when you take your car to an Atlantic Red Ball station where dependable service is guaranteed to every customer every time. At the Red Ball sign, your Atlantic dealer will always clean your windshield, weather permitting, and offer to check the oil, or your gasoline purchase is free. This offer may vary in some states, but Atlantic Red Ball dealer service never varies. It's just another way.
Atlantic keeps your car on the go, 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 go. Keep on the go with Atlantic.
WOKO Radio, Albany, New York.
Okay, here's the second baseman, Ken Hamlin, coming on. No score in the ball game as we move into the bottom of the third inning. And moving in to carry you along is our left-hand hitting catcher, Joe Garagiola.
Here is Hamlin. Thank you, Jerry. The first pitch by Ford is a strike. One strike, no balls. Nothing to score. Washington, having made two hits, the Yankees yet to make a hit. Another strike. And it's two quick strikes. Hamlin thought that ball was inside with Whitey with that fastball that tails away from the right-hand hitter. Doesn't mind starting that ball towards the hitter, hoping they'd give up a little too soon and catch that inside corner. Low, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Lays off a curveball. Doc Edwards tagged him trying to steal a strike, but played umpire Jim Odom says nope. Two balls and two strikes. Nobody on, nobody out, no score. Bottom of the third. Whitey Ford delivers. Bouncing ball tapped foul on the third baseline. Well, we leave here, going over to Boston, then it's Baltimore, and then back home. First suburban night, Wednesday, May 19th. 7 o'clock with the Red Sox. It's an early game. The 31st, that big Memorial Day doubleheader. Another date to pick out. And June 20th, Father's Day. It's the Minnesota Twins. This is bat day. All the youngsters under 14 will get a little league bat. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on line drive, base hit, center field. High curveball, and Hamlin jumped on it. Well, Hamlin is on with a single. And it brings up Ken McMullen. Looking at those dates, May 19th, suburban night, 31st, a doubleheader with Detroit. June 20th, Father's Day and Bath Day, Minnesota Twins, and then the old-timers day, 31st of July. Here's a little hooper now to right field line. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Looking for third is Hamlin. In the second is McMullen. They're going to hold him up right there. Third, McMullen stops at second, and it brings up Bob Champ. Well, there's a case of trying to do the right thing and getting a reward for it. McMullen trying to hit behind the runner, did not hit the ball good, but good enough, hit it right down the line, and it's a two-base hit. Now Doc Edwards wants to talk to Whitey Ford. Doc had some problems with Stottlemyre the other day. It was crossed up twice. And talking to Stottlemyre, it was a case of switching signs. And he said he'd just been used to pitching one way and just forgot about the switch and therefore the cross-up. So Doc's going to make sure there's no cross-up right here because it's caused a run. Nobody out. Left-handed batter. Wait for the first pitch from Whitey Ford, and here it comes. Outside. Slider. Ball one. First base is open. Big Howard is the next hitter. Nothing. Bottom of the third. Ford delivers. Strike. Chance started to swing. Held up. Went far enough around. And in addition to that, it was good enough to be a called strike. Champ's back down the batter's box, talking to himself. One ball and one strike to count. Ford ready. The pitch. Swung on and missed. And it's strike two. Bob Chance missed that ball by quite a bit. He's the only left-handed hitter in the lineup. And Whitey Ford, so far, has been able to take advantage of it. 1-2 pitch now. Just missed. And he had Chance to the den. Slider just missed the outside corner. Here's the pitch Whitey wants right here. 2 balls and 2 strikes to count. Nobody out. McMullen is at second base. Hamlin at third base. Whitey Ford is ready. The 2-2 pitch to Chance is outside, ball three. Just missed. Well, now Whitey's got to go out and get him. First base is open, but it's not a case of pitching that carefully to Chance. He's the guy you want to get. If you're going to pitch around anybody, it would be either Howard or Held. Ford delivers. Ball four. He walks you. Oh, the bases are loaded. And the hitter is Frank Howard. Big Hondo. Infielders back. They're looking for the double play. In a jam, gets the sign, delivers. High, ball one. 1 ball, no strike. Howard bounced out his first time up, holds that bat right down in the end. Pitch by Ford, lays off a curveball inside, ball two. 2 balls and no strike. Hamlin is third. McMullen is second. Bob Chance at first. Nothing, nothing. Bottom of the third. Ford taking plenty of time. Checks the runners. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled off. Out of play. That was a breaking ball. And out in the Yankee bullpen, Renner gets up and starts to loosen up. Balls, one strike. Ford delivers. Howard shot, base hit. Left field, one run is in. McMullen comes in. And can't stop the second. It's a 2-0 ball game. Frank Howard drilled one in the left field. And the Washington Senators take a 2-0 lead. He really hit that ball hard, a curveball. So it brings up Woody Held now. The pitch by Ford is a strike call, a curveball. Chance is at second base. Howard is at first base. 2 runs are in. Trying to move Pepitone in, they move him in on the infield grass. Ford checks the runners, the pitch. Foul back, out of play. And a strike two. Held was out on strikes the first time up. Washington 2, New York nothing. The inning started with Ken Hamlin singling to center field, a double by McMullen. Base runners in second and third. Chance walked to load him up. And Howard has just singled very hard in the left field to drive in 2 runs. 2-strike pitch by Ford to Held is a strike call, a curveball. And Held is out on strike. That's the third strikeout. Poor Whitey. He's been able to get Woody twice. Whitey had to get the strikeout, went out and got it, and now it's down locked. 2 runs are in. Yankee infield back looking for the ground ball. And they can turn it over and get Ford out of the jam. 2-0, Washington leads. We're in the bottom of the third. Bob Chance leads off second base. Howard leads off first. Don Locke, the hitter, the pitch.
Outside, ball one. Fast ball. One ball, no strike. Four delivered. Swung on a bouncy ball. Boyer at third has it. Steps on third. One out. Over to first. Double play. They got it. They turned it over. Boyer very alertly grabbed that ball, hustled over to tag third base, and then fired across to get Don Locke. And that ends the third inning. Washington takes the lead with two runs. There were three hits, no errors. One man was left on base. So the score at the end of three innings of baseball is the Washington Senators 2 and the New York Yankees nothing. And right now, I'd like to say that the next portion of this game will be brought to you by Ballantine Beer. This is the best year yet to try fresh, crisp Ballantine Beer. Settle back and enjoy a Ballantine and baseball. 2-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Ortega takes his warm-up touches with Don Blasingame, it looks like. Norris McCabe and Brumley. Camilli takes his time. I'll get all those catches in here. You got to be partial to them. And while they warm up, Jerry's got some scores.
Okay, Chicago and Minnesota not yet started. Kansas City at L.A. the same. Detroit at Baltimore, doubleheader. Reagan against Pappas, no score in that game. In the first game of the pair, Cleveland leads the Red Sox 5-0 after an inning and a half. In the National League, Milwaukee 5, the Mets nothing after 3 in the first of the pair. Philadelphia leads St. Louis 2-1 after 1. Houston at Chicago, Johnson against Buell, no score in that contest. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh, Jay against Gibbon. No score there. L.A. at San Francisco. And now here's Lynn Van Ortega and Joe Garagiola.
Right, Jerry. The first pitch by Ortega is low, and it's ball one. 2-0 the score. Washington leads. Top of the fourth. Lynn. Here's the pitch. As the ball well hits the left field, it is a fair ball. Home run for Lynn. Just didn't get over the fence. Phil Lynn, and it just did drop over that fence, 335 feet. You have to wait in this ball play because that Frank Howard can be accused of goaltending. He can reach in the upper deck practically. So with one swing of the bat, there went Ortega's no-hit game, shutout, and everything else. First hit and first run, 2-1 to score. Lynn's a home run. Here's Bobby Richards. Strike. Lynn's a home run, and it's now a 2-1 ball game. Richardson taps one foul and strikes two. Ortega had retired 9 men in a row, not only a no-hitter, but a perfect game. Three perfect innings, and then one swing of the bat was the 2-1 ball game, Washington leading. Two strike pitch to Richardson, fouls it back. Ortega had a real smooth delivery, which helped him. A herky-jerky in his delivery. Hides the ball well. Bill Hodges says he's not throwing as hard yet as he has seen him throw. Bouncy ball right back to Ortega. He's got it over to first, and Richardson is out. Some people call that a comebacker, and some pitchers call it a get out of here. It's a bouncing ball right back to you, and it's a tough play anytime you get one back to you because sometimes that ball appears to be coming back much quicker than it actually is. You make that double reach. Horton can be in trouble. Here's Kubek. Fouls it back. Camilli coming back and does not have a play. Expected to miss it twice, and so the next one got it.
On those comebackers, the shortstop and second baseman say, thank goodness.
that's the way you infielders are. There's that poor pitcher 60 feet 6 inches from the guy, and he doesn't run. Did you have a pitcher tell you that, Jerry?
No. No, they all think that they're pretty good fielders, you know. But I'll tell you one thing. On that kind of a ball, that's a good one for the second baseman and the shortstop to go head on into each other.
One of those coconut knockers. Bouncing ball.
Stop until Rashi got traded to the Cardinals. Friendly in a way, but they never saw eye to eye on what pitch ought to be thrown.
One pitch. Two balls in one strike. Boy, there's some beauties out on that mound, I'm telling you. And you get some shockers, I'm telling you. I tell them sometimes and people think I'm making them up. There's a base hit, center field by Pepitone, boy. Right back up the middle, and that Ortega really got out of the way. Here is Tom Fresh. Tom popped up his first time up. 2-1 to score. Washington leads. Yankees just got a run. The home run by Lynn. Pepitone's on his first. Joe's really been stinging that ball of late. High ball one. Hey, when he was in that slump early in the year, he's very philosophical about it. He says, it's just going to happen. I'll get out of it. It's great when you can have that kind of an attitude. It just shortens it, is what it does. 2 balls and no strikes as Ortega misses his fastball. Balls, no strikes, 2 outs. 2-1 is the score. Washington leads, top of the fourth. They throw to first base. And Pepitone is back easily. The pitch now. Let up. Well hit, center field. Lock is going back near the fence. The one handicap. From Tom Fresh with a fine catch. That would have at least tied up the ball game if Pepitone was off and running. So the Yankees score one run, 2 hits, no errors, 1 man was left on base, and the score at the end of 3.5 innings of baseball, Washington 2 and the Yank 1.
Can you recognize this old tune? Did you recognize it? Well, maybe you will if we play it this way. Sure, it's Jeannie with the light brown hair. Stephen Foster composed it way back in 1864. By the time it caught on, T. Valentine and Sons had been in the brewing business for almost 2 decades. This is Valentine's 125th birthday. The best year yet to try fresh, crisp Valentine beef. Join the celebration. Come to the birthday blowout where you buy your beef. And if today happens to be your birthday, happy birthday on Valentine's.
Jeff Camilli is the batter. Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-1. Washington leads. The pitch by Ford is swung on a bouncing ball to Boyer. He's got it to throw, and there's one out. That Boyer, a real magician with that glove. Brother, he just doesn't miss many. Those kind of guys, I really believe, like pinch hitters, can get out of a sick bed on Christmas Eve and still do the job. Here's Brinkman. High, ball one. You know, Boyer doesn't feel that ball hitting his glove either. He says he catches it between the index finger and the thumb. Ball two. much like a tweezer effect. I guess that's right, because he don't miss many. There's a line drive to right field. Lins has got him played perfectly in our two out. Lins playing it out. I feel like his name was Tommy Henry. Just moved a couple steps and just made the catch and flipped it in. Just to say, look, fans, on Mother's Day, I can make a play easily. Yes, sir. Certainly, I know Jerry wished you happy Mother's Day, and we all join in the same way. The most wonderful people on earth. Strike. Phil Ortega against Whitey Ford. He fouls one back. Ortega takes a pretty good cut up there. Mesa, Arizona. I remember when he brought this kid into the Dodger ballpark to work him out. Boy, he had some eyeballs popping the way he was throwing. Two strike count on him. Whitey Ford gets the sign. 2-1 ball game. Washington leading. Whitey misses with the fastball inside. It's one ball and two strikes. We have bat day today here in D.C. Stadium. We got one coming up at Yankee Stadium. Curveball misses, two balls and two strikes. They pick Mother's Day and we pick Father's Day. And all the pops can come out to the ballpark with the youngsters and get a real little league bat. Ortega hits one right back to Ford. Whitey takes plenty of time, flips to Ortega, who just about gets down there. He's not there yet. And never does get to the bag. 1-2-3 for the Washington Senators in the bottom of the fourth, and the scores end up a 4-0 to baseball. It's Washington 2 and New York 1.
If you've got a minute, I've got a picture to paint. You're home from a long day's work. You've earned yourself a beer, and you get a light idea. You step over to the old refrigerator, swing open the door, and swing out a cold Valentine beer. Flip off the cap, get a glass, and that frosty cold Valentine comes pouring on. And that's beer. Valentine is crisp and clean. Valentine's light and light. Valentine's easy to stay with. Beer after beer after beer. Now, how's that sound? Good? Well, great. Get yourself some Valentine. Give yourself a smile. You've earned it.
Top of the fifth inning, Hector Lopez will lead it off. And right now, we will pause for station identification.
Your attention, please. You're listening to AKFall on WOKO, Albany, New York. Thank you.
Phil Ortega against Hector Lopez in the first pitch to call strike. Lopez doesn't think so. He just took a quick look at Jim Odom. Ortega delivers once again, and Hector takes it inside. Ball one. One ball and one strike. Lopez in that batter's box. 2-1. Washington leads top of the fifth. Low. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. Phil Ortega. And Phil Rizzuto has just joined us here.
Good to be back with you, Joe. I want to miss that smiling face.
How can you beat charm like that? Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed strike two.
All the mothers were asking for you today, Joe, at Newark Airport.
Were they really?
I mean it. It's very touching.
bet it was. I just see the sign, the Phantom Returns.
Two balls, two strikes. Here's the ball. Hit center field. Don Locke has got plenty of room. Waiting makes the catch. Cleve Boyer now. Cleve lined hard to Frank Howard his first time up. Cleve has really been stinging that ball the last couple days. 2-1 to score, top of the fifth inning. Washington Lady. Ortega, the right-hander, fingers the ball as he gets a sign from his catcher, Camilli. He delivers to Boyer, shortens up, takes it, it's a strike. One strike to count, Cleve Boyer the hitter. Sidearm fastball, outside, one ball and one strike. Even his crossfires that ball when he cuts it loose from the third base side. A big gangly guy, Ortega. Here's the 1-1 pitch now. Low, ball two. Two balls and one strike. Washington 2 and the Yankees 1. Yankees one run, a home run by Lynn. In the top of the fourth, Washington scored their two runs in the bottom of the third. 2-1 pitch misses, and it's 3-1 now. We take a look at the old crow down at third base. Johnny Keene has been turning them loose. Here's a 3-1 pitch, foul back. And a strike two. We mentioned Bat Day. We're here today, and we have it at the stadium on Father's Day. And they've got a system there where they have different coupons at different times to get your bats. And after the fifth inning, the yellow ticket will entitle youngsters to bat. And you ought to see them marching around the stadium. Looks like a fire drill. That's foul. They're giving out the bats along the right field line. Boy, the youngsters are really flocking over there. And we're looking forward to seeing a lot of the youngsters at Yankee Stadium for Bat Day on Father's Day. It's not a toy, it's a regular little league bat. Boyer pops one up in a short left field. Brinkman is drifting back. Howard's coming in, and Brinkman calls for it and makes the catch. I imagine you can hear that Howard coming from a long distance. Got about size 12 to chomp chomp. Bill, what do you think the feeling would be, you being an infielder with a big guy like that behind you?
Oh, I'd just take off and run for the stands. You couldn't be far enough away from that guy with him coming in.
Turn around, you run right into his belt buckle.
Here's a hot shot by Doc Edwards right to McMullen at third. Over to first. Once again, it's a 1-2-3 inning for the Yankees. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And the score at the end of 4.5 innings of baseball. It's the Washington Senators 2 and the New York Yankees 1.
Perseverance is a remarkable quality.
Perseverance? It certainly is.
Think of the great perseverers of all time.
Robert Bruce and the Spider.
Right, Robert Fulton and the Steamboat.
James Watt and the Tea Kettle. Thomas Edison and the Electric Light.
Ephraim Twiffle and the Red Ball.
Ephraim who and the what?
Ephraim Twiffle and the Red Ball. Heath is one of the truly great perseverers. For years, he's been keeping everlastingly at it.
Keeping at what?
At his dogged pursuit of a free tank full of gasoline from his Atlantic Red Ball dealer.
Oh.
Let me explain. If your Atlantic Red Ball dealer ever forgets to clean your windshield, weather permitting, of course, or if he forgets to offer to check the oil, your gasoline purchase is free. Now, this offer may vary in some states, but I might add that Red Ball dealers don't often forget.
Ephraim Twiffle is lost.
No, he's won. Well, it's true he's never gotten a free tankful, but he's got the cleanest windshield in town. And you will, too. if you persevere in driving in for guaranteed Atlantic Red Ball service with its great gasoline.
You'll be thankful for a tankful.
Even if you have to pay.
Bottom half of the fifth inning, Washington 2 and New York 1. And now to bring you the play-by-play, here is Phil Rizzuto.
Thank you, Joe. And Ken Hamlin leads off. He has flied to center and single to center and scored one run, takes a strike. Hamlin, a right-hand batter. Whitey 4. Delivers a line drive, one hopper. Boyer's up with it. Fires to first for the out. Boy, that Boyer has got a magic glove down there. Dead hop. Short hop. And here is Ken McMullen, who's 2 for 2. He single a left and double a right field. It was McMullen's double in the third inning with Hamlin on first that set up the big inning for the Washington Senators. Senators leading 2-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. McMullen, a right-hand batter. Takes the pitch high and outside. Ball one. On deck, Bob Chance. Wind up by Whitey. Ah, no, it's a strike. McMullen ducked, and the ball was up about eye high, but played umpire Jim Odom wasn't fooled by that ducking. 1-1 to count. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It's low and outside. Two balls and a strike. The sun is shining brightly now. All the clouds have suddenly disappeared. Very cloudy, overcast morning. Even the first part of the ball game. Whitey's pitch is lined to left center field. Lopez digging and makes the running catch. Ball hit right on the nose. Two up, two down. Here's Bob Chance. Chance has bounced to first base and walked. Whitey had Chance nothing in two. Got him to swing at two bad curves, then trying to work carefully on him, walked him. And on deck is that big Frank Howard, who singled in the two runs in the third inning. Chance, a left-hand batter. Takes the curve outside, ball one. Can't make a mistake with this fellow. Whitey has been trying to keep the ball outside to him. Foul just below us, 1-1. He gets the sign from Doc Edwards. High and tight with a fastball. Two balls and a strike. And Whitey had a purpose in that pitch. Chance knows that Whitey's curving him outside, and he's leaning in over the plate, so Whitey just brushed him back. And let's see if we can in with that curveball now. 2-1 pitch. It's a fastball, and it's right down the middle. So Chance was thinking like I was, only we were both fools. 2-2 the count. Whitey's always thinking out in the mound. Here's his 2-2 pitch. High with the fastball again, and it's 3-2. Outfield is deep and around towards right on Chance. Now the payoff pitch. Curve popped up. Cleet Boyer is coming in. In foul territory, makes the catch just by the on-deck circle. So it's 3-3 for the Senators, and now at the end of 5 full innings, it's Washington 2 and the Yankees 1. Oh, and now we've got Mr. Bob in here for the notes.
Well, you know, the day here in Washington is going to be bat day here at D.C. Stadium, and they're going to distribute some 15,000 bats. Friends, the first That day for the Yankees. Coming up on Sunday, June 20th. When the Twins will be at the stadium, and that will also be Father's Day. Every fan, 14 or under, accompanied by an adult, will receive absolutely free and official autographed Little League bat. Not a toy. Genuine. I think they say in the league, don't they, Phil?
Yes, right, Rick.
And after regulation, Little League bat friends, and is made by the makers of the same Louisville Slugger people. Now, remember, at the stadium, this will be Sunday, June 20th. The first bat day. Had a beautiful day here in Washington. Getaway afternoon. We fly United Charter up to Boston. Shortly after this one's finished. Then we are in Boston and on Baltimore and then home. All set, Phil?
All right, Rich. And Whitey Ford will lead it off to the Yankees in the top of the sixth inning, with the Senators leading 2-1. Whitey's been up once and bounced out to second base. 2-10, batting 200. Bill Ortega on the mound. Pitch to Whitey is a curve right in there. Strike one call. Ken McMullen, the third, has come on the edge of the infield grass. Last ball is outside, 1-1. Frank Howard has moved over towards the line in left field, playing Whitey Ford like a right-hand pull hitter. 1-1 pitch, low, ball 2, 2-1. On deck, Phil Lynch. No wind blowing today, and wind is seldom a factor in this ballpark anyway, the way it's set. There's a ground ball off Ortega's hand, the shortstop. Brinkman up with it, throws to first, they got Whitey, but Ortega's really shaking that pitching hand. He was off balance, couldn't stick his glove out, and just stuck the pitching hand out and deflected it, so Ortega gets an assist. 1-6-3. And now the trainer for the Washington Senators is out on the mound looking at Ortega's pitching hand. Third baseman Ken McMullen comes over. Lynch is in the batter's box. Tom McKenna is the trainer for the Washington Senators. Now Gil Hodges is running out of the Senator dugout. And it looks like Ortega's going to throw a couple just to see if he's all right. Hodges getting out to the mound. Just a little blow like that to throw off a pitcher in his delivery. I just nicked one of the important fingers that he uses for holding that baseball and throwing it. If he can't hold it exactly right, he'll be throwing with a different motion and a different effort. He stops warming up, shows his pitching hand to Hodges and McKenna, and they turn around and go back, and Ortega's going to stay in there. He's pitching a fine ball game. He had retired the first 9 Yankees, and then Lynn's homered leading off the fourth inning. The only Yankee run. Lynch is up there now. He's bounced too short besides his home run. Ortega's pitch is low. Ball 1. On deck, Bobby Richardson. 1 out, nobody on. Senators lead 2-1. Top of the 6th. Right-handed kick. Delivers a curve that's in there. Strike called. 1-1. Is tall, 6'4", 190 pounds. His 1-1 pitch is high, 2 balls and a strike. Curve line to center field, on lock, going back. And makes the catch, and that lock can cover a lot of ground in center field. For a big guy, he's very graceful. He's made a few real fine plays today.
That was not an easy play, but he made it look easy. Got a good jump on a line drive. And here is Bobby Richardson, who slides to center and hits to the box. Bobby has just dipped under the magic 300 mark in this series. Came into the game batting 301. Pitch to Bobby is popped to short left center, and that ball's going to drop in for a base hit. And that'll bring Bobby up over the 300 mark again. A little looping single, a short left center field. It is right off the end of the bat. That's the third hit for the Yankees. Brings up Kubek. Tony is flying to right and bounces third. Bob Chance comes over to hold Richardson at first. Bobby has two stolen bases. Leads the Yankees in that department. And with two out, he might possibly try and steal one here. Here's the stretch. Throw to first. And Richardson is back. Bobby's got a nice little dip as he goes back into first base. Doesn't give the first baseman much of a target to tag. Right-handed stretches. The pitch to Kubek. Ground ball. Nice one-hand grab by Hamlin. Throws to first for the out. Looked like it might go through, but Hamlin with a quick jump and a lunge comes up with it. For the Yankees, no runs, one hit, no senator errors, one man left. And at the end of five and a half, Washington 2 and the Yankees 1.
For menthol soft flavor in a filter cigarette.
Try something different for a change.
Change the shade of
Salem. You'll enjoy that springtime taste. Change the shade of Change the shade of for a taste that springtime fresh.
For a filter cigarette with rich tobacco taste that's really different, turn to Salem. Salem refreshes your taste with a pleasing menthol flavor that's smooth and soft. Try Salem, America's largest selling menthol cigarette.
Change to Salem.
You enjoy that springtime taste. Change to Salem. Change to Salem. For a taste that springtime fresh.
Smoke Salem. Filter cigarette.
We get ready to go in the bottom of the sixth. And, Reb, we were discussing a little while ago about the Yankee fans emerging now and getting a little upset about the way the team is going. Wouldn't you think that with Mantle not playing and Maris at home and Howard is in out of the hospital today and Whitey's out here struggling, they time to be getting a little upset?
Well, it's true, but, you know, Yankee fans, they take it for granted. They've won so many pennants, they figure, why aren't they on top again?
But I just tell him, wait till the end of the year and then read the standings. All right, here's big Frank Howard, who bounces short, single to left with the bases loaded to drive in the two center to run. Whitey's pitch hits him in the foot. No, it didn't. It hit the ground. I thought it didn't hit him in the foot. It's two balls and no strikes. Big fella can look real bad on certain pitches, but they can't continue to pitch him perfectly. And when you make a mistake to him, his bat will let you know. 2-0 pitch right in there. Strike call. 2-1. The way he swings that bat around, and it's actually a heavy bat for a normal man to pick up, but to him, the way he swings it looks like a toothpick. He's deep in the box. Curve hit on the ground to third. Boy, a nice play on a short hop. Throws to first, and they've got him. And again, it was a changeup curveball by Whitey that had Howard out in front. Brings up Woody Hale. He's been up twice and struck out both times. Woody has two doubles and three homers. He can play any position in the infield or outfield. Pops one up to short center field. Tommy Trech moving in under it. And Tom has got it. Two ways. Brings up John Locke, who was singled and hit into a double play. Washington 2 and the Yankees 1. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Cincinnati, nothing. Pirates, nothing. Under two.
Phillies, three. And the Cardinals, one. Under three. Cubs, two. Houston, nothing. Under one.
Pitch to Lock is inside. Ball one. Milwaukee leads the Mets 5-0 at the end of four. And in the American League, it's Baltimore 1, Detroit nothing, end of 1, and Cleveland 7, and the Red Sox 1, end of 3. There's a strike. 1-1 the Lock. Chicago, Minnesota, Kansas City, and Los Angeles lay the start. And Los Angeles and San Francisco lay the start. Inside with the fastball, two balls and a strike. Those Dodgers are red hot. They lead the National League. And they've been playing the last few games without Tommy Davis, who broke his ankle. But they've got that great pitching. Ground ball hit to short. Tony Kubek on the big hop. Throws to Pepitone for the out. So it's three up and three down for the Senators. And now at the end of six innings, it's Washington 2 and the Yankees 1.
The next portion of this game will be brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealers, who offer you Atlantic Imperial, the clean carburetor gasoline.
Bill, speaking about worrying about the Yankees, I noticed in Bob Addy's column in the Washington Post yesterday that he quoted George Selkirk, who is the general manager here, as saying that if Smiley gets hurt, the Yankees can't win it. It's one ball play. And he quoted Bauer as saying that if Howard is hurt and out of there, the Yankees can't win it. That's two. And then he went ahead and quoted Gabe Paul, who runs the Cleveland Indians, by saying that if Marich is out, the Yankees can't win it. So that's three and they're all out.
And they're all out. And boy, it is a rough go for the Yankees, because that is their power right there.
Now, if you'll give me back your microphone, I'll continue with what else you said.
Oh, what was that?
He said that a lot of people gave DiMaggio credit as being the key man back in his era, but as far as he was concerned, you were in. And that a lot of people gave Ruth the key man credit, but he thought that Gehrig was there. But that it wasn't very popular to try and run against the stream of DiMaggio, Ruth, public opinion.
Well, those are very kind words. And just to be mentioned in the same breath with DiMaggio is an honor. And nice of Bob to say that, but Joe was the big leader and the big man. I was just happy to be along for the ride.
You never did make any plays ashore, did you?
All right, here's Joe Pepitone leading off against Ortega. Joe takes the strike. Pepitone has popped the short and single to center. Yankees trailing 2-1 in the top of the seventh. Ball game that's moving right along. Curve hit on the ground to the second baseman Hamlin. Gets a big hop and flips easily. The chance is one up. Brings up Tommy Tresh. Tommy has popped to second and fly to center. Tresh hit a long drive to center field, and Locke made a beautiful play. One-hand stab, which is back to the infield. Pepitone, who was on first at the time, would have scored easily. Tommy tries to bunt, misses strike one. He had a running start that time and tried to drag it by the pitcher. On deck, Hector Lopez. Ortega's next pitch. She's outside. 1-1. Play Tresh just about straight away in the outfield. Taking a lot of time, getting the sign. Now the windup. Pitch is fouled and back a third. McMullen giving chase, but that ball is back into the stands, off the railing of the stands. McMullen, Brinkman, and Frank Howard running for it couldn't reach it. We're talking about all those injuries to the Yankee key players, and then, Red, you were telling me that Crescenti hurt his arm.
Yes. Phil. He has a sore arm, and he's saying he's going to have to rest it for a couple of weeks. And the other guy may not seem so important, but after all, the ball club is pretty carefully balanced, including those fellows who are going to pitch batting practice.
That's right, and Crow, and they love to hit against us. He's got that nice overhand motion. Frank must have tried to lift his wallet with one hand, and he pulled a muscle. Thresh hits the ground to the second base. Hamlin is there. Throws to Chance. What are you up? I was only joking, but you know why I say that. Read all those World Series extras that he's been in. Fantastic man. A wonderful man, too.
Phil, I'm glad you explained it, because for a second I thought you changed your name to Gargiola.
No. No, I can't keep up with Joe, but Frank has been so wonderful through the years, and with all that World Series money. Here is Hector Lopez, bounced to short and flying to center field. Ortega's pitch inside, ball one. Two out, nobody on. Senators two and the Yankees one. This is the top of the seventh. Well-pitched game. Senators have five hits, the Yankees have three. Curve is in there, strike called, one and one. On deck, Cleve Boyle. Ortega on the mound. The 1-1 pitch is hit high in the air to deep left field. Howard's going back, but he can't get this one. It's off the top of the bullpen, and the ball game is tied up at 2-2. As Hector Lopez comes up with his second home run of the year, carrying this ballpark. Mr. Boyer is outside. Ball one. And one reason why the ball is carried, the main reason, is that you have no wind factor here in this ballpark. It's set way below the street level. And the stands completely encircle the field. And you never have any trouble such as they have at Candlestick Park or a lot of the other parks. And so it's ideal conditions all the time for the batter, not so much for the pitcher. They like to see the wind blowing in once in a while. The 2-0 pitch to Boyer. Swing and a miss, strike one, 2-1. Two out, nobody on. A 2-2 ball game. Take his curve hit. Boyer's back, but it goes foul down the right first baseline. Boyer was trying to duck out of the way of an inside curve. And he would not have let the batter's box have that ball stay fair. And yesterday they had a 22-mile-per-hour wind at Wrigley Field. And that is always a big factor in any ball game when that wind is blowing. Whether it's blowing in, it's a factor for the pitchers. And if it's blowing out, the hitters have a big advantage. Just get an ordinary fly ball, get it into that gale, and it's gone. So it's 2-2 on Boyer. Ortega's curve is fouled back on the screen. Pete Mickelson is throwing out the Yankee bullpen. We have double barrel action out in the Senator bullpen. One of them looks like Ron Klein. Two right-handers. And Jim Duckworth. Two big right-handers boosting up for the Senators. And Mickelson for the Yankees. And we'll have the 2-2 deliver. He held up, and it was just low. Ortega started to walk into the dugout. It was right over the heart of the plate, but just below the knee. Full count on Boyer. Mullen at third is deep, and he's guarding that line. Here's the payoff pitch. low with the curve, and he walked him. And that's the first walk given up by Ortega in the ballgame. And Doc Edwards started up to home plate. He walked back into the dugout. Meanwhile, Doug Camilli goes out to talk with Ortega out on the mound. Ken Hamlin comes in from second base, and Gil Hodges is going out to the mound. And Mickey Mantle is coming up. Now, this is the second trip for Hodges to the mound. I don't know whether the first one counted because there was an injury. No, it did not count. So Hodges has a free trip to the mound coming up for Ortega. And Mickey Mantle is coming up to bat for Doc Edwards. Mickey is hitting 250. He has two doubles, four homers, and 10 runs batted in. Having trouble with his leg since he played that doubleheader. Mantle pinch hit here Friday. And Red Barber was doing the game, man. It's then he hit a line drive at the shortstop, Red.
It went into the ground about 2 feet in front of the shortstop's glove, Phil. And Mickey took about one or two steps toward first, and then it was obvious that he could not run. Yesterday, talking with Johnny Keene, Keene said that he told him when he went up to the plate, don't run.
So, Mick followed orders to the letter. He's batting left-handed against Ortega. Boyer is at first. Chance holding him on. The stretch by Ortega. Mr. Mantle is low inside ball one. Of course, with a fellow like Mantle or Tresh or any of the switch hitters, it's a big advantage to have a fellow like that pinch hit because then it doesn't matter who's out on the mound. You got just a right-hand pinch hitter. They'll put a right-hand pitcher in, a left-hand pinch hitter. They might stick a left-hander in there. It's the Mickey ground ball hits the second base. Hamlin to his right. Up with a throw to second in time for the fourth on Boyer. And we noticed that time Mickey did jog to first base. Because had they not thrown a second, Mick had a chance to beat it out. For the Yankees in the top of the seventh. One run, one hit, no Senator errors, one man left. And at the end of six and a half, it's all tied up. The Yankees two and the Senators two.
Under the hood of your car, there's a very important part called an air filter. Its function is to keep dust and dirt out of the carburetor because a clean carburetor is necessary for smooth engine performance. But there's another kind of dirt that can interfere with carburetor performance, too. The deposits that often form around the throttle plate area. Cleaning the air filter won't help prevent these deposits, but Atlantic Imperial gasoline will. In fact, Atlantic Imperial will get rid of throttle plate deposits even after some other gasolines have failed to remove them. It takes only a few tankfuls to dissolve and wash them harmlessly away. Because Atlantic Imperial cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. Doesn't it make good sense to use the gasoline that gives you this important extra benefit? Remember, your air filter won't help prevent deposits in the throttle plate area of your carburetor, but Atlantic Imperial will. It's the clean carburetor gasoline.
Right now, we'll pause for station identification.
Your attention, please. You're listening to Yankee Baseball on WOKO, Albany, New York. Thank you.
Well, we have a change for the Yankees right now, and a change in the broadcaster. Red Barber coming up.
We have a 2-2 ball game, friend. Ball players have a very bitter sense of humor. Still in the dugout today, some of the Yankees came out early, and Steve Hamlin was saying about the instructions the opposing manager gives about how they pitch him. He said, they just tell the pitcher, just throw it. There's a ground ball hit down. Kubek up with it. And not in time. Two deep shorts. Doug Camilli opening up the last half of 7 minutes. Single short. Doug Camilli. When I first knew him, and Daddy used to bring him out of hand into the dugout at Ebbets Field.
remember Dolphin Hunter, don't you, Tom?
Yes, I do, very well. But of course, I came up when Dolph was just in the twilight of his great career. I never saw a better fielding first baseman than Dolph Camilli.
He was a dancing master, and I always remember he used to bring Doug and these other kids. He had several brothers. He used to have some out in the dugout all the time. All right, first round up last December. Smith is catching. To go back to what I was saying, Ben Smith tuned in about how the managers instruct that pitchers how to pitch to Smith. Either one of two ways. They don't walk him or don't hit him. Four checks on our pitches, and there's Brinkman. Plus, that's taking a low chair. He's setting a bunch of this, and the Yankees ready to steal it. 2-2 ball game. First man up is on. Last to seven. Got a fine crowd here in Washington, and the weather. Spring in the nation's capital is Boston 4th this afternoon. Overcast this morning. Brinkman, right hand batter. Touch the bunt. Bunt at it. Foul tip. Strike one. 1-1. Number 16, Whitey Ford. That's a big job to do, and he knows it. He sold the rest of the pitchers. And with these big batters out, it's up to the pitching staff to keep this ball club alive. Pitch. High inside, so stand ball two. Speaking of the Camillas, Doug down at first base, the Washington catcher. Dolph is scouting out on the Pacific Coast to the Yankees. Has been for 7 years. Klein is in the bullpen for Washington. Nicholson and Hamilton in the bullpen for New York. It's a tough ball hanging 2-2. Coming down to the closing stages. Last in the seventh inning. Brinkman, the shortstop, right hand batter, swings and fouls the ball. So they switch. Nice 2-2. Boyer is still up at third. He's not completely convinced that the two strikes on Brinkman, Hodges still will not be running. Infield is Papachon, Richardson, Kubek, Boyer. All this lather on the inner defense is held out against the slide of adversity. Just back at the plate. Doc Evers just went out for a hitter. Pitch is swung on, fouled off. Still a 2-2 count. The outfield is Lopez, who has a home run. Direction center, Lenz and right, and he has a home run. The total of the Yankees 2-4 all. Senators 2-6-0. Ford ready to pitch again. Pitch is 2-2. High outside. Fastball. 3-2. Stone holding first against the milling. Brinkman 0 for 2. Whitey, all business, comes set, checks the runner, and throws over there. Capitone returns. Camilli is being very careful. Not to go very far. One pitch, the runner goes as a ground ball, through to left field, it's hit on day, it's delivered. Here's Camilli on his way to third base. The throw is not in time. And Boyer is claiming that he put the flag on Camilli, sending it to umpire Bill Haller, and Haller, who had his nose right into the play, says no. Still on a hit and run play. Rogers going, he didn't have a two pass runner at first, he started him. And Brinkman, who has not been hitting, drilled this one through the hole between third and short, and we have runners at first and third. Now we have Roy Stevers, veteran right-handed batter, coming on to hit for Ortega. A 2-2 ball game, and Hodges, seeing a chance to get a run or runs, is going after them, of course. Roy Stevers, veteran. The hit and run play is really a beauty when it happens. Stevers, wait a minute, Johnny Keene is now going out the mound to Dr. Whitey. Stevers is 4 for 21 this year, hitting 190.
I think Kane may have made a move down to the bullpen. Hold it. Hamlin's going to throw again. Mickelson's going to throw again. And I believe it is Pete Mickelson. Young man who was born in Staten Island, raised on the Pacific Coast. It's Mickelson coming home. And he's got a long way to come. The bullpen for the Vista Church Stadium is in back of left center field. So that's the full walk. It's a 2-2 ball game. Clay Ford being taken out. Mickelson coming on. Camilli is at third. Brinkman, who has kept the hit run single, is at first. And now that the right-hander is coming in from the bullpen, we're going to have Jim King, who has pinch hit a home run and a single so far in this series, come on to hit for Beaver, but it's a pinch hitter for a pinch hitter. And in case you wonder about the legality, once a pitcher is officially announced, he must face one hitter. Legally face, it was either get him out or put him on. However, you can pinch hit for a pinch hitter, or you can have another pinch hitter for a pinch hitter for a pinch hitter ad infinitum, as long as you can work it up. Now let's get over the film. Find out about the other ball games today.
All right, race Chicago at Minnesota, Kansas City at Los Angeles, later start. Detroit at Baltimore for a doubleheader at the end of 2.5 of the first game. It's Baltimore 2, Detroit nothing. Regan against Pappas. Lou Powell home in the third. Cleveland leading the Red Sox. 9-1 at the end of 4.5. McDowell for Cleveland. Moorhead started. LeMave and Bennett in there. Milwaukee playing the Mets in the National League. At the end of 5, it's Milwaukee 5, the Mets 2. Cloninger for Milwaukee. Jackson started. Cisco, Larry, and Willie. Joe Story home in the first with one on, and Max Jones in the third with one on. St. Louis at Philadelphia. The Phillies lead 4-1 into 4.5. Sadecki against Mahaffey. Stewart home in the first with one on, and Johnny Callison in the third. Houston at Chicago. The Cubs lead 2-0 into 3. Johnson against Buell. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. The Pirates lead 2-0 into 3. Jay against Gibbon. And Los Angeles at San Francisco. Latest stop. Okay, Red, and you're absolutely right. Jim King's going to hit the Seavers. They're about ready to go.
This is a better left-handed batter, Jim King. He pinch hit against Stottlemyre and hit a home run. And he pinch hit yesterday, came with a single. That gives him 2-for-2 in his pinch hitting role in this series. Hamilton continues throwing in the bullpen for New York. Klein will continue throwing down in the bullpen for Washington. Bill, I don't think it would have pleased you too much because I think I know where your heart lies. But this Klein did two relief jobs, especially in the first game Friday night. It was just what the books required.
Well, he is a tough man, Red, with that unusual motion he goes through before he throws the pitch, touching everything that he does. And then with the realization that he has been accused at times of throwing a wet baseball up the home plate. You've got to have those pitches, the headers are just a little bit off balance. They're looking for something that he might not be throwing. And that's what Lou Burdette said. That was one of the secrets of his success. They all thought he was throwing it better, and he claims he didn't throw.
I heard so many fellows accused of throwing a weapon, as they say. But still, I believe for the sake of time, it would be simpler to list the pitchers who are not accused of throwing it.
All right.
You didn't name any. There's King up. First pitch to Mickelson, low outside. Ball one. Outfield front right. This is a left-handed batter. He can be tough. We've got a 2-2 ball game, as you just tuned in. Camilli at third base, Brinkman at first. Nobody out. Washington. The infield is up from first to first on the runner at third as well. Here's a tall right-handed pitch on the outside. Ball two. This is the sixth time. Mickelson has been called on from the bullpen. He has no record for a game, won or loss. Don Blasingame second base and left-hand hitters on the... Brady now gets next to Carver. King takes a fair low inside. So Nicholson behind 3-0. King in his last four pinch hitting appearances has three hits. He's two out of two against the Yankees. Nicholson, next first, pitches. All four and Ken Walker loads him up for Washington. The King who hits the Stevens, who is to hit for Ortega. Now Don Blasengame will hit for Hamlin. Get the left-handed batter in against the right-hander. Bill Hodges committing the group. He has more this year than he has had. And now here is Johnny Keene on his way out to the mound. I would like to say in this very troubled week, Keene's been the manager of this Yankee ball club, which has been so deeply beset by calamity. But Keene has never changed expression, never changed demeanor. I know he must be dying inside, but you wouldn't know it to see him on the plane, on the bus, in the dugout. And he's now bringing Steve Hamilton in. So he brought Nicholson in to pitch to one man, and he's walking. The first two runners belong to Whitey Ford, as far as Clint Phillips is concerned. The third runner is the first base now belongs to Nicholson. Paid attendance, 19,863. Steve Hamilton, coming across shortstop. Bill, you've often said that you'd like to manage. Oh, you were managing. You bought a pitcher and you walked the first hitter. And you had to reach for the bullpen again.
I don't know, Rich. I'm just saying. And now look at here. Dan Zimmer's coming up to bat for Blasie again.
What was that expression you used? Had what?
They can keep putting a pinch hitter in. What was that? I like those words you use. I write them down, but I didn't write that one down.
Bill, I think you must listen to somebody else.
No. Come on, Joe Cooper remembers it. Ad
infinitum?
Infinitum, that's it.
Did I say that today?
That's what you said today. And that's just what's happening here.
I thought I said seriatim.
Anyway, I started to say, if I were a manager, I believe I would not manage this way. I don't go for this left-hand pitcher against left-hand batters and right-hand pitcher against right-hand batters.
Well, for the second time, in fact, it's happened back-to-back, we have a pinch hitter for a pinch hitter. Don Zimmer, veteran infielder, who has been threatening to convert himself into a catcher. Don Zimmer, right-handed batter, will hit for Blasengame here in the seventh. Blasengame, Washington, hit for second baseman Hamlin. And for you people who keep score and are interested in the technicalities, if a pinch hitter comes up, and even though he never sees a pitch, never steps in, this has happened twice now in this inning, because he substituted for a pinch hitter for him, he is officially in the ball game and in the box score. A 2-2 ball game. This could be the moment of truth in it, too. Steve Hamilton. Tall left-hander. Who came from the Washington South to New York. It's a high pop-up. The foul ball deep back to first. Papadon digging, and he can't get it. The ball landed alongside the stand. Lynn's coming on from right. Richardson converging from second. Papadon going back. Come back. Strike. Whitey Ford started. Gave up two hits here in the seventh, and the damaging one was the second, which was a hit and run single. Established man, that first and third. Infield is up. We'll play at the plate. Trying to keep the ball game at 2-2. Small left-hander. Back to the right-hand hitter. Here's the pitch. Hold on. He's caught up on it. Thanks, sir. The Yankees have not been able to get anybody out in the last seven. Brennan is back in the Yankee bullpen working. They pitch. Not back. Mickelson came on walk one. Now Hamilton pitching to Zimmer. And Hodges, the manager for Washington, switching. Staying opposite. At one and two. Three runners, four ways. Hit a crowd. Hamilton pitches, a curve, fouled off. Hamilton pitching, Schmidt catching. Jim Odom, back of the plate. Onichek, Kalak, Haller on the bases. It was Haller that had to make that close call just now on Camille, coming in ahead of Lopez's throw to Boy in the seventh inning. Two pitch again. It's hit down the right field corner, then going over, and he makes a one-handed catch to cover, throws toward the plate. Cuppeton cuts it off, and in comes Camilla to throw the tie-breaking run. And over to third base, front second comes Brinkman. A fine cut by Lynn. He's not a professional right fielder, but he looked like one on that one, and he just simply could not straighten himself up and come on down. Eddie Yost, the third base coach, realizing that Lynn, after catching a ball, was leaning over toward his toes, knew that he could send Camille home, and he got him in. And Cuppeton cut the throw off. So it is 3-2 in favor of Washington. So Zimmer gets credit for a run batted in on a sacrifice fly. Line drive to the right field. Now we have the third baseman, Ken McMullen. Runner to first and third. Infielders Moore and double play captain otherwise. Fair, go outside. Ball one. The big play again in the last two sevens was that hit and run single. That's what upended it. Well, from Marston's point of view, turned it. It's outside, four ball two. Two balls, no strike. King at first base. Franklin at third. McMillan is 2-for-3 in the time they got him out of here to line drive. Hamilton sits on the outside, ball three. Now Steve cannot afford to lay in a fat pitch. This is, under no circumstances, an automatic strike situation. The count is 3-0. One out. Washington leading 3-2. Here is one off. Bill Hamilton gave him his best pitch, and the hitter wasn't taken. I don't think that surprised anybody. But it had to be. Three balls, one strike. Ball left-hander delivers. All back. Speaking of strategy, I hate to rip off the veils of illusion, but if you will study the count, study the score and the position of the runners, and you know how fast they run, no surprise, but they play. Pitch swung on as one right to the third base. In comes the fourth run. And the runner from first came around the third on a base hit up the middle of third hit today for Jim McMullen. He left it right through the middle. He gives him 3-for-4, and it is now Washington for the second time, plus two. Being 4-2. Rickman coming in. Game going around the third base. The hit is off Hamilton. Both run. Guns against the Yankees, great veteran, Whitey Ford. Now we have the left hand hitting first baseman, Bob Chan. Runner to first and third still. One out. Chance a half swing and a foul into the third base seat. Strike one. Chance fouled out to third baseman Boyer his last time up. And was so disgusted he just never ran a step. He just stood there, which I know pleased Hodges very much. Pitch. Serve. Grounded down to second. Richardson over to Kubek. One on the first. Double play, but before the DP, a pair of runs and four at the end of seven. It is Washington 4, New York 2.
Next time you go to a ball game, watch to see how many people swing their glasses just before the first pitch. Clear vision adds to their enjoyment of the game naturally, just as a clean windshield adds to your enjoyment and your safety when you're driving. That's why Atlantic Red Ball dealers are so particular about cleaning the windshield for every customer, every time, weather permitting, of course. They always offer to check the oil, too. And when I say for every customer, every time, I mean exactly that. If an Atlantic Red Ball dealer should ever forget either the windshield or the oil check, he'll refund the cost of your gasoline. This offer varies in some states, but Red Ball dealer service never varies. It's good to know that wherever you are, you can depend on the same efficient, interested service you get from your own neighborhood Atlantic dealer when you drive in at the Red Ball sign. At home or away from home, look for the sign of service so good, it's guaranteed. Atlantic Red Ball Dealer Service.
Have some changes. Ronnie Klein, who came on and saved the first game Friday night, and I mean saved, came on with runners at second and third, nobody out. His artist is delivered to pass it, one man out. Artist is delivered to pass the next hitter, and then he got the next shot, somebody scored, and Washington won up on 4-3. Then he came on, six men got six out, and putting the second game to bear. By that time, Washington had a 7-3 lead. He has smiled the bullpen now a dozen times, counting this one. His record is 1-0. Ronnie Klein. These runs belong to Ortego, and they're charged against the fight, all four. We have some changes to watch. In addition to Klein, King, who hit for the hitter who was going to hit for the pitch, he goes to right field. Woody Held, who's been in right field, goes to second base. Klein pitching. And Art Lopez is coming up now to hit for Hamilton. Johnny King, behind 4-2, has no choice to go to his bench. Klein, a big right-hander. Arturo Lopez is up there. It's high inside. Ball one. Wheels in the turn there. Managerial maneuvers in the last of the seven. Klein going through all those motions. Lopez fouls it back. Bronx. Spring does not get the slider. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Lopez, Stucky. Pitch is strike three. Straight batters he's gotten for out. Say that's like fair relieving. over three ball games. Filled in, there's one hit home run, got the Yankees scoring in the fourth. First home run of the year. Washington leading 4-2. Big right-hander Trichy of the serve over for the strike. Ryan has been kicking around both major leagues ever since Pizzuto was in grammar school. Box delivers. Big book airline. He's got more emotion than Robin Roberts used to have when he first came up to the field. Close to the face. Apparently wipes the hand off and grabs the ball. Very low. Let's see now if I can get these motions for you. Kicks a little bit. Now he's got the ball in his pitching hand. I put it in the glove. Pitching hand is bare. He wipes it. He gets it more, then he wipes it, then he gets the ball, blocks, kicks, throws, and foul back. According to Rizzuto, and I said that Klein wiped his hand off after he pushed it across his mouth. According to Rizzuto, on the baseball grapevine, he doesn't always dry. Is that right, Phil?
He might dry the little finger and the ring finger of the right hand, and the thumb, maybe, but his other two kind of stick out a little bit.
They say. Lynn's just a high fly ball out into left center field. Underneath it is Locke. And has it, and they have two out. Up at the end. Bobby Richardson, 1-3. Two out here on the top of the eighth. Washington leading 4-2 and trying to take the series 3-1. Pitch in for the strike. Senators won the doubleheader, Twineider, Friday. Yankees bounced back took yesterday, following a 5-run first inning. Here we go today. It's fine, all through those motions. Works. Prepared to go outside. One. Not too shaded toward left on Bobby. Bobby with a square stand swing. There's a line drive that comes up quick and stays up for the out. One hand is left and a good one. As our colleague, Mr. Rizzuto, would say, that this one got the good wood on it. But Brinkman gets the good drum on it. And the score at the end of 7.5 remains the Senators 4, the Yankees 2.
Next time you buy cigarettes,
try something different for a change.
For a filter cigarette with rich tobacco taste that's really different, turn to Salem. Salem refreshes your taste with a pleasing menthol flavor that's smooth and soft. Try Salem, America's largest selling menthol cigarette. Smoke Salem filter cigarette.
Second on the mound is just Texas Navy signs with Bob Smith. The wheel pause to take the verification.
Attention, please. You are listening to Yankee Baseball on WOKO, Albany, New York. Thank you.
Now, Rennie taking over. He'll be working first off to Big Frank Howard and Woody Hell. John Locke. Washington leading 4-2. Beautiful afternoon. Here in the heart of springtime, the nation's capital. One of the most beautiful cities in the world, especially the 16th of the year. Beautiful ballpark, brand new one, and something I've never seen before. Vernon Kahn is the musician here. And I've been thinking for 2 days that we had an electric organ playing over the loudspeaker, and I find it's Mervyn Kahn and his quarter box. Have you ever heard of a quarter box before, Phil?
No, sir, Red, but it is beautiful.
What is a quarter box?
It looks like an accordion. Plugged into a socket.
All right, I'll buy it. Now we'll help Frank Howard up, and Rennie, we'll face it. Both right-handers a pitch. Time tied, ball one. The Senators leading 4-2. And they have had three last half of the seventh innings in this series. Two of them when they won the doubleheader Friday, and this one today just now to break the tie. Hey, Booker. He almost unjointed himself with Mr. Howard. He's 6'7", 255-pound fellow. 1-1. Frank single with the bases loaded off point in the third inning for Washington's first two runs. Takes the changeup to inside. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Renish delivers as a high pop-up. Foul ball, Boyer coming over. It's a question of whether it goes to stands or not. And Boyer makes the catch right at the rail of the box seat. That is all for Howard. Frank Howard is the senator. The Yankees, Howard, Elston, either has left Leonard Hill Hospital or he should be getting to leave it right now. He released following successful operations for removal of two bone chips in his right elbow. Here's Woody Harrell, right-hand hitter, taking high and tried, ball one. Woody started out in the Yankee organization. Had a home run the second game, Friday. Very versatile fellow. This is inside, ball two. Woody started in right field today, and just now after all the maneuvering for the two hitters moved into second base. He's played in the majors 6 spots. Springs of the curve for Frank. He's played everywhere in the infield but first, although I don't know why he couldn't play that. Of course, all out three positions. And he's played them all as regulars, too. Various stages, various clubs. High swing foul. Some people might think that Harold has it made. He plays baseball in the summer and has a dude ranch in Wyoming in the winter. Two and two. One out. That's the eight. Brennan pitches. Curve low outside. This is the eighth relief assignment for Rennie. His record's 0-2. Three, two pitch. High, ball four. Held is on. Rennie is the fourth pitcher the team is new today. Stafford will get his first start in a year when he starts tomorrow night at Boston. Then the rotation that has been established, Sotomayor, Downing, Bouton, Ford, will resume. We have no more doubleheaders until fall sometime. None of us is present. Vern Locke, left-hand hitting center field, is 1-3, cuts on a low curve, strike one. Ready. At first, this is low outside. 1-1. Ball and strike. One out last. The eighth inning paid today, if you didn't hear it earlier. 19,863. Yesterday, the Senators at home paid went over 100,000. Curveball, high inside on the hand. Ball two. 2-1. Greenwich seems to be using considerably more braking stuff now than when he first came up to the club. Take your time. We've got the Bob Smith. Pitches. They're low. Now he's in the hole again. 3-1. Box steps out, looks at third base coach, Eddie Yost. Eddie's very happy these days, talking about his third child that's been born this week. It's inside, ball four, and he walks in. Well, after getting the first hitter, Al walks the next two. The Senators already ahead 4-2. And here is Camilli, who singles a short. Starts the two runs, last half of the seventh. And here is Johnny Keene, and he's already made a move to the bullpen. He wants young Gil Blanco, his left-handed teenager. Blanco coming in from the bullpen. He has been in the major leagues twice, getting his experience. He's pitched a total of three innings, hasn't been scored on, but very mature. He's a big boy, 6'5", 5 pounds, 19 years old. Pitched down to Fort Lauderdale last year, won 12 and lost 7. 12 and 7. There's no record for it this year. So Blanco is coming across left center field. He had a pass by short, but onto the mound. And while we have a momentary respite, here at the D.C. Stadium, there's no peace in a lot of other ballparks, and here's a good order to tell you why.
All right, Red. Chicago and Minnesota, they're battling for first place up there. It's Howard against Pascual. Kansas City and Los Angeles not underway. Detroit Baltimore for a doubleheader. First game into 3.5. Baltimore 4, Detroit nothing. Rocco against Pappas, Powell home. Cleveland leading Boston 9-1 into 6.5. McDowell against Tennant. They're playing a doubleheader up in Boston. The National League, Milwaukee at the Mets for a pair. Milwaukee now leading 8-2 at the end of 7. Clevenger against Willie. Torrey, Jones, and Mickey have homered in that game. It's the Phillies 4 and the Cardinals 1 at the end of 6.5. Sadecki against Mahaffey, Stewart, and Callison homered. Houston 2 and the Cubs 2 into 4.5. Johnson and Buell, Bateman homered. They're playing a doubleheader. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh, a single game. The Pirates 3, Cincinnati nothing, end of 4.5. Nuptial against Gibbon. And Los Angeles at San Francisco, a latest start. All right, Rich.
Phil, Blanco's going to warm up. I want to ask you something.
Uh-huh.
Last night, I picked up a bridge hand that had an ace of diamonds single.
Uh-huh.
Ace, jack, 5 times in space.
Ace of diamonds? Jack 5 times
in space.
In space. Mm-hmm.
And the ace jack 7 times in heart.
And no club.
No club. Right? That's what I
mean.
Now, Joe Cooper over there, our good engineer, who's a very sturdy and consistently strong bridge player, had the king jack 5 times in space.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
He had the 4 of hearts single, 1 heart. He had 3 little clubs. He had the queen 4 times in plus. That's his big thing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I open with a heart. Is that okay?
That's all right.
He responded,
All right.
I said 3 straight lines.
Yeah.
He said 4 straight. And he had to quit. He made a slam. Now, how do you bid more than 4 straight? Now, you take this and turn it out.
Holy cow, he bid 4 spades into your 3 spades.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he? I double jumped it.
Now, you say you quit bidding.
We're talking about on the play. Right now, Blanco's going to pitch. We've got trouble here at Washington. 4-2 favorite Senators, and Camilli is up there, right-hand hitter, who started the trouble last inning. Young Blanco pitches him down around the knees. I'll tell you this, Tommy Holmes worried all night about how to bid more than that to make a slam. Joe Ripka's been worrying about it. Cooper's been worrying about it, and I don't care. Really, right hand hitter. Michael check second. Pitching down in the dirt. And it's a nice save by a pretty hit him on the foot. Now they got the bases loaded. And here we go again. And the bank goal hits Camilli on the left foot. He goes to first base. Walker, of course, is moved on the second. Held is waved over the third. And with Walker leading 4-2. The batter is Ed Breckman, who got that key hit and run single in the seventh inning. Now young Blackall got his foot in the pickle barrel. He didn't make this trouble, but he's in it. Here is Harry Franklin. The Yankees keep their infield in double play depth. There's a high foul deep back to first base, and no one can reach it. Back in the seat. Strike one. No balls, one strike. With 1-2 of the three games played, Target Watson leading out 4-2. They're trying to apply the coup de grace. He ran up to go with Buck and took high outside for a ball. 1-1. When the Yankees hit in the ninth, it'll be Kubek, Capitan, Trey. Then Hector Lopez, Boyer. Is on the outside, 4-2. 2-1. A collection on the paid attendance. We were first given 19,000 bucks. The collection was 23,545. 2-3-5-4-5. That's a good weather. Finally, that's the showers the last 2 days. Rain out in Cleveland the day before that. Now, Blanco. Just a baby, 19 years old. Pitches and breaks from Powder back. So he got the second strike. That's 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. We have Woody Harreld running at third. Don Mark at second. Doug Cimelli is at first. The veteran right fielder, left-hand hitter Jim King, is waiting on deck. Remember, you pinch hit and save in. 2-2 pitch. High inside, out of full count. Well, here's John Blanco. First time ever in Washington in his third major league ball game. He got a pitch with bases loaded, 3-2. Well, I bet you right now it seems a long way to him from Phoenix, Arizona. Maybe he hasn't got time to think about Phoenix. Take the sign from Smith. Big young man delivers. A curve swung on and it is missed. But the ball gets away from Sid and the run scores and everybody is safe. A lot of these fellas get on missing a third strike, but then the ball of the base is low. Michael came down with what I would say was an excellent curveball, and he had it right over there. And Brinkman swung and missed for strike three. Second, the battery's out because with less than two out and the bases occupied, he can't run. So anyhow, he gets the out. Brinkman is out, but the run scores, and that has to be a pass ball. He swung and missed it. So it is now 5-2, Washington. And two down. The hitter is King, who hits the ground ball down the second. Richardson up with it, goes to first. The inning is over. They get one. And I would say slightly unordinary circumstances. Four then at Washington. End of eight. The Senators, 5, and the Yankees, 2. The score has just, by the front pass ball, that is an error. Charged to Schmidt for letting the third strike get away from him. So to check the scorebook, you have Woody Hell scoring on the error. E2, get him in. And that one, of course, is charged to Rennie. And it's not. Now the scorer has announced that it is back to the pass ball and no error. You know, I'll tell you what would be about the safest thing to do right now, Phil. Where do we go after this game, and when do we come back to the big ball for?
Well, we go to Boston for four night games, Red, and we leave immediately after the game, as you know. Four night games up there. Then we go to Baltimore for another four game set. And then we come home, and we open with the Red Sox. And they're always popular in New York, as you know, because you get a lot of people from Connecticut and Pennsylvania that half of them root for the Red Sox, half for the Yankees. They'll be at Yankee Stadium on Tuesday night, May the 18th, Wednesday night, the 19th, and that's the first suburban night game of the year, and that game will start at 7 o'clock, and then Thursday afternoon on May the 20th. Washington next, then Cleveland, but right now we're ready to go in the top of the ninth, Fred.
So the Senators got the fifth run without a hit and no error. And here is Kirchner going out to left field. And Kubek is first up against Ronnie Clyde, who has done a superb relief job in the doubleheader Friday. He's a tough bullpen man. 5-2 Washington. Big right hand to pitching to Tony. In for the strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Kirkland, the defensive move, replacing Frank Howard in left. Change up on the strike here. By the way, there was a comment on the broadcast yesterday about Kirkland being one of the two-stick chewers. We asked him about it during the game, and he said he doesn't chew on a two-stick. Kubek fouls it off. He said that general manager George Selkirk called him this winter and said, "You don't chew on any more toothpicks on my team." And he says, "And I don't." He said, "I canceled the order for my toothpick." 1-2 pitch. Change up high outside. Ball two. 2-2. Boy, this has been a wild one. The last half of that eight, following the last of the seven. Fine, going through the motion. The 2-2 pitch, swung on, as the ball drilled down the line, six on the foul. So, Kubek is still alive. The Yankees have three outs left, and they're trailing by three. Right-hander. Ronnie Klein delivers. Kubek lines the ball out to left. Kirkland going over, and he can't get it. It goes down to the fence. Connects the base hit for Tony. He's coming to second base, and he's on his way to third. He can make it cruising. A triple that went through up the alley and left center. I would say Kirkland was a half step away from getting his glove on it. Joe Kubek opens up for the triple. The left center field. Well, the Yankees behind three now have a man off. Picks it off fine in three games of each of these in this series. In Harry Puppetal. He's 1-3. The defense is swinging around toward right. Puppetal hit the big blow yesterday in the first inning. Three-run home run. Got the Yankees off winging. High outside, ball one. Going back to the third strike just now, in which the fifth run scores once. Every time I see a man swing and miss the third strike and get on, I always think of Tommy Henrich and poor Hugh Casey. Remember, Phil?
Yeah.
There's a high foul ball out of play.
And don't forget Mickey Owens, the one who let it get by him.
I've been around you a long time, and I've never heard you feel sorry for Mickey or for Hugh.
No, that was a big break for us. I tell you, if they'd have struck Henrik out, we could have lost that World Series. That was a turning point.
Whenever you see a guy, Mr. Fitzgerald, get out, you always think of that.
Always. Always.
One pitch to Pepperton. Hi, Boston. 2-1. Two back. Taking a very snug, pure lead at third base. He knows that two more have got the score behind him. Two-run pitch. No, ball three. And Pepperton can work his way aboard. That gets the tying run to the second. Okay, another ball game. Fine. Now I'm going to just try and make him hit it. At this percentage. Pitches and Pepperton swinging fouls it off. Granted. The announcement behind us in the press box to the effect that this last run for Washington on the third strike is not an earned run. But it's a run. It's no comfort to your team down in the dugout. Unearned, I'll tell you that. Greenfield. Up its own step. Swings and lines the ball into right field. Base hit. Just gets two back in and gets the tying run to the plate here in the ninth inning at BC Stadium. Now, Joe Hodges. Boy, he's out of that dugout like a monkey on a string. There's the Washington skipper on his way, and he has fired to the bullpen. I guess he figures Klein did it for him Friday, but that this is Sunday. A line single by Pepperton into right field. Second hit to go, an RBI, picks up Kubek to open with the triple. And here's the fellow who is supposed to have started the ball game. Yesterday, Benny Daniels. But he was sent home Friday with a temperature up. And they then called it a virus. Yesterday they called it flu, and today they said it was a heavy cold. Anyhow, here he is. He's breathing and coming out of the bullpen. And he may be walking into something. Daniels has won a game, lost a game. He's a big fella, 6'2", 203 pounds. He has been a starting pitcher the first four times, and this is the second relief time. 1-1. Ronnie Klein getting the hand. He did the job Friday night. He cannot be the pitcher of this season. There's a possibility to stop. The Pepperton is first, who is potential run number four, and the Senators are leading 5-3. Rogers, number 14, standing out there, talking to Captain Doug Camilli. There's Daniels, big right-hander, coming on. Gale's holding nobody back. He's got an open day tomorrow. They don't pay him until Tuesday night. Bill, Rogers wouldn't like to win this one very much, would he?
Oh, he certainly would, Red, because this would be quite a thing for the Senators to beat the Yankees 3 games in a 4-game series. And with this good crowd out here tonight, and the good crowd they had Friday night, it makes for more fans for the balance of the year. The last time Washington took 3 out of 4 from the Yankees was on August the 12th to the 14th in 1960. So, Joe Gill would like to put this one away. There's some baseball fans out here at DC Stadium. But he's got a pretty good team. He has built himself. He's gone out and gotten men that he wanted. That knew they could do the job. I mean, I don't think Gil's going to be embarrassed this year with this Washington club, but
Daniel, big stepping right-hander. Indicating now to his catcher, Camilli. If he warms up, he's going to throw him a couple of squares. Umpire Odom standing there counting. They allowed eight. Now, Odom indicates one more. So the Yankees started getting the ball to four. Here's Washington in the ninth inning. Two bases. It's fine for a triple. It's the first time in three games over four different innings the Yankees have been able to do anything with Ronnie. Back a line drive single to catch the triple. 5-3 ball game. And Eric Kresh represents the tying run. Daniels comes set. That's Kresh. Pitch is swung on as a ground ball. Through at left field. Base hit. Comes along around second on his way to third base and goes in easily. The throw is to second on right field. So, three quick hits. One run in and the tying run go on. Kresh, a single, the first hit of the day, and the right. Daniels first pitch. This is the third man. Pitch in for Washington. Here is Hector Lopez. That's 3-4 yesterday. 1-3 today. A home run. Yankees get in the run at the expense of a precious out. This is Hector 2 RBIs today. These two runs are charged to Klein, and that ends his responsibility. Batter's Boyer. Chance for Kresh to get over the mound. So it's Kresh at first base. I want to quote one of Rue Walker's expressions because it concerns Kresh right now. The way Rue would say it was, if Kresh doesn't score, you can call in the dogs and put out the fire because the hunt is over. The hitter is Boyer. 0-2. Got to walk the last trip. Swings of the ground ball down to short. Might be trouble. One out of second base on the first. And a wild throw at first base. The throw was close, but wouldn't have had him, but the throw was wild anyhow, and he's going fast. So the tying run is still in place now in the first for Boyer. But the Yankees lost a very valuable second out, and they almost lost all of them. It looked for a second as though that might have been short to second to first. And the end of the day, we're still going. Fourth base, second base, Brinkman to hell. Boyer on. Number Harold hasn't been playing much infield. They brought him in from right field today. There is Bob Smith. Pedro Gonzalez on the on-deck circuit. Bob Smith is up. We have two out. Set a right-handed hitter. Daniels has come on to relieve. Right-handed pitcher. He's 5-4, favor the Senators. Smith swings as the ball hit out into left center. Lock from gone. And he can't hold it. And boy, it goes around to third base. And the game is still alive with the tying run now at third. And Lock. Before we go too far down the line, John Locke apparently didn't make it the ball or he lost it against the straight. I don't know what he did, but he stood there, immobile. He was frozen at the line Rod came to him. And he made the break as he normally would. He would have been there to make the catch. As far as he hesitated, came on, leaned down, the line got away from him. Runners are now at first and third, still two out. Yankees holding on to left pressure, last out, and Hodges is out of the mound to talk to Daniel. And Pedro Gonzalez is two hit for the last relief pitcher, young Gil Blanco. Gonzalez, a right-handed batter, who is one of the versatile Yankees. Playing there on the infield and catch you in an emergency can go to the outfield. Duckworth is in the bullpen for Washington on long arm right hander. But Hodges just went out to check with Daniels how to pitch to Gonzalez and also to assure Daniels that he's the man. So now we have Pedro hitting for the pitcher here in the night. Washington 5, and that's this run. Game when a hitter struck out. What a week this is. Gonzalez trying to keep the Yankees alive. Takes a strike. Drop third ball over. Boyer at third. That was sort of basic with Master Smith. Although, between us and the privacy of this small room, Don Locke did not get the judgment or the break on the ball. And he knew it. He walked around a little circle after he threw it in. Here's the strike one kick. Hold on to the strike two. This is a tough right-hander. Matthew Gonzalez has got a very hard job on his hand. Right-hand hitter that's sitting on that bench. He's fifth. And he's up here against this sort of a pitcher. Daniels is throwing from our way at third base. I promise you. Right-hander ready. Delivers. Outside. Going away. Ball one. Boyer, the tying run is third. Smith at first. Ready. Big turn, the big crowd of 24,000. The pitch is low outside, breaking ball 2 inches. Two balls, two strikes. Daniel turns his back on the plate. Going for the rosin bag, now puts the glove, rubs the ball above their hand. 2 and 2. Gonzalez, Trout. Smith, Jeff will lead off first. Boy off third. There's a 2-2 pitch. Swung on. There's a ball hit out to center. Locked it back. Turn. He makes the cut, and the ball game is over. Out, win it, 5-4, and we'll be back in 1 minute with the totals and highlights.
Can you recognize this old tune? Did you recognize it? Well, maybe you will if we play it this way. Sure. It's Camp Town Racing. Stephen Foster composed it way back in 1850. By the time it caught on, T. Valentine and Sons had been in the brewing business for over a decade. This is Valentine's 125th birthday. The best year yet to try fresh, crisp Valentine beer. Join the celebration. Come to the birthday blowout where you buy your beer. And if today happens to be your birthday, happy birthday from Valentine.
On the last of the Senators from the bullpen are marching off the field. And already marched up to the microphone to put this in the bed is Phil Rizzuto.
Okay, Red, the totals for the Senators, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. For the Yankees, 4 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. The winning pitcher, Ortega, he's 1-2, lost 3. The losing pitcher, Whitey Ford, is 1-2 and lost 3.
Well, that winds up another Atlantic baseball broadcast. But be on hand the next time when we'll bring you every play. Like all Yankee broadcasts, this one came to you by courtesy of P. Valentine and Sons, the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company, and the Atlantic Refining Company. Sure hope you've enjoyed the game, and hope you'll remember to tune in our next broadcast. This is the Home of Champions Network.